Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Ottawa police have caught a suspect in an attempted murder case. Officers were called to Ransom Memorial Hospital on Monday after a 36-year-old man was stabbed. Investigators were able to quickly identify the suspect as 35-year-old Benjamin Mastel from Ottawa. Authorities say that Mastel was arrested yesterday morning in the backyard of a house in Ottawa without incident. Mastel is expected to be charged today. The Kansas Turnpike Authority is installing the first new box culvert along the turnpike about 10 miles south of Emporia. It's the same general location where Zachary Clark died in July of 2015. Authorities say Clark's vehicle hydroplaned off the turnpike during a heavy rain. Floodwaters then carried it into a culvert where it became stuck. Work on the box culverts is scheduled to be completed by late November. I'm Stephanie Austin.
The 4,000 ASE certified technicians of Firestone Complete Auto Care prove a tool's only as good as the hands behind it. Firestone Complete Auto Care is now pouring Quaker State Advanced Durability Motor Oil. Stop in today and get a standard oil change for only $19.99. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid April 1st through April 30th. Most vehicles. Install new filter and refill up to 5 quarts Quaker State motor oil. An additional fee of up to $2.99 may be added for oil filter recycling. See store or driveafirestone.com for full details.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
My yard needs a ton of help. The best looking part is the garden gnome.
I told Linda she came to the right place. We have exactly what her yard needs.
Ace is the place where lawn advice is always free. And speaking of free.
Right now, during our BOGO sale, when she buys one select item, she'll get another designated item free. Like buy Scott's weed and feed and get Scott's lawn food free. BOGO offer valid on select items through April 25th. See participating stores for details and limits. Store stock only. Scott's bag covers 5,000 square feet.
A Topeka city councilman charged with child abuse is resigning from the city council. Jonathan Robert Shum announced during a city council meeting yesterday that his resignation would be effective noon today. He said he's leaving his position to best serve his family's needs and honor an agreement he reached with the Shawnee County District Attorney's Office. Shum and his wife Allison Shum are charged with one criminal count each of aggravated battery and four counts of endangering a child. Court records show that Jonathan Shum is accused of choking a child and threatening to kill him. He has denied the allegations. A Shawnee County judge dismissed a civil action to remove Shum from his position on January 8th. A second member of the University of Kansas rowing team filed a lawsuit Monday alleging she was sexually assaulted by a football player at the school. Her name is not being released. Her attorney, Dan Curry, says the woman was assaulted on August 29th in her room at Jayhawk Towers. The football player's name is not being released. I'm Stephanie Austin.
I'm a third grade teacher.
I'm a school bus driver.
I am a parent.
I am a teacher's aide. And I agree to be identified
as a caring adult who pledges to help bullied students.
I will listen carefully to all students who seek my help.
And act on their behalf
to put an immediate stop to bullying.
I will work with other caring adults to create a safe
learning environment for all the students in my school.
In my school.
In my school.
In my school.
I'm Mark Farr, president of the Kansas National Education Association. Help us create safe, bully-free learning environments for all students in Kansas. One caring adult can make all the difference. Take the pledge to be that adult at nea.org/bullyfree. Adults have the power to stop bullying in our schools.
It starts with me.
It starts with me.
It starts with me.
Bully free. It starts with me.
A message from Kansas NEA.
Hey, here's a stunner. Ford F-Series is America's best-selling brand of trucks again. You mean the same brand that's been America's favorite since your dad had hair is number one again? Yeah, who could have seen that coming? And it wasn't even close. What's kept Ford F-Series on top for 39 years straight? Game-changing innovation, pal. Like the high-strength military-grade aluminum alloy in the F-150. You may have noticed the competition came up short again. Understandable, seeing how its aluminum alloy helps make F-150 stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever before. And the innovation doesn't stop there. F-150 also offers features like available pro trailer backup assist that makes slipping your trailer into tight spaces as easy as slipping a bratwurst into a bun. Ford F-Series, F-150, Super Duty, making every other truck brand history.
Classes, full-size pickups, and already 500 pounds, GVWR based on Ford segmentation. EPA estimated fuel economy rating of 19 city, 26 highway, 22 combined MPG. 2.7 liter EcoBoost V6 4x2. Actual mileage will vary.
That's the sound of the money you may save if the next time you are looking for a car or truck loan, you look to the State Bank of Blue Rapids. Located on the square in Blue Rapids, the State Bank of Blue Rapids has been lending money since before the first car was made. Come see John or Kenny at the State Bank of Blue Rapids and ask about car or truck loans. And listen to the sound of the money you may save.
Member FDIC. Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. RSVP volunteers are behind-the-scenes heroes was the theme for their 39th annual RSVP annual recognition banquet, April 13th. Over 140 volunteers and special guests were in attendance. Those participating for 20, 25, and 30 years were recognized, as well as sponsors and community dignitaries. RSVP serves Northeast Kansas with senior volunteer services. River Valley Extension District invites the public to Spring Field Day, an annual event sponsored by the Master Gardeners of the River Valley Extension District. This year's program is planned Sunday, April 24th at the 4-H Building in the Fairgrounds in Belleville, running 1:30 until 3:30. The afternoon program will focus on brightening up your landscape, learn about new plants that are available, how to design your flower beds, and gardening ideas to do with kids. Master Gardeners will greet the public Sunday afternoon, April 24th, 1:30 until 3:30 at the 4-H Building in the Fairgrounds in Belleville. No pre-registration is required. For details, contact the River Valley Extension District Office. A Land Records and Genealogy Symposium will be held at Southeast Community College in Beatrice this summer, July 15th and 16th. If you're interested in finding out more about your family's history, the symposium will perhaps help you with ideas with genealogy, homesteading, and records research. Participants may attend one or both days. Cost for one day is $79 or both days for $109. Registration deadline is July 6th. Again, this Land Records and Genealogy Symposium is July 15th and 16th, Southeast Community College, Beatrice. Additional details online at southeast.edu/continuing or contact the Southeast Community College campus. Experiencing some technical challenges this week at KNDY. As a result, some of our programming may be mirrored on KNDY FM 95.5, AM 1570, FM 94.1. You may not notice the usual split in programming between Hot New Country on FM 95.5, Classic Country on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Some of our programming elements may be mirrored this week until parts arrive to resolve the issue. We thank you for listening and for your patience. Larry Wayne Schaefer, age 74, of Pawnee County, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Saturday, 3 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church, Pawnee City. Burial in the Du Bois Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will see friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary in Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Larry Schaefer. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, taco meat, a baked potato, wheat bread, broccoli and cheese, fresh fruit and ice cream. Tomorrow, barbecue meatballs, scalloped potato, a roll, cooked cabbage, and pineapple. Check of a school and community calendar. JV boys tennis team at Junction City this afternoon. KNDY News time is 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Marysville Public Library invites you to slide down the rabbit hole and experience a new wonderland with Alice on her adventures. This two-person show from New Hampshire includes plenty of audience participation. So make your way to the Marysville Public Library this Wednesday at 6:30 for a complimentary performance for all ages.
Widespread showers and thunder showers continue marching east across the nation's midsection again today. Rain most widespread eastern Nebraska, Kansas, moving into parts of Iowa, Missouri, south across sections of Oklahoma, Texas especially, Arkansas into Louisiana here today, and the possibility for some locally strong storms in Texas, Oklahoma, especially good, where severe storms could pop up today. And again tomorrow, southern Texas may see some locally heavy thunder showers. In addition, some widespread heavy rain in that proximity. Localized flooding continues to be a problem. East Texas, Louisiana, southern Arkansas, and Oklahoma. Flash flood watches, warnings, advisories in effect from the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com. I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhouse.
How about another inch and a half of rain overnight? Just a very nice rainfall brings us to 3 20 inches here at studios this week in Marysville. Again, an inch and a half overnight, tapering off at this hour with a cloudy overcast. Average high temperature, late April 68, the average low 44. Sunset this evening, 8:05, sunrise in the morning, 6:37. 50 degrees, light northwest winds, barometer 29.93 inches, relative humidity 98%. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 20th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hi, I'm Eric Kennedy with Twin Valley. We want you to come out to Glenda and Mike's Mysteries and Wonders show. They do a lot of magic and puppets, and it's on April 23rd at 4 at the Marysville School Auditorium. Everybody is welcome. It's a freewill donation.
The Marshall County Arts Cooperative invites you to join them at one of the most magical and unique performances they've brought to this area. You'll be awed by the Cashore Marionettes, Friday at 7 in the Marysville High School Auditorium as they present Life in Motion. This collection of puppet scenes set to well-known music is a simple but brilliant production that carries the audience through a range of feelings. This show is highly recommended, even for adults who don't happen to have kids.
Kansas Gas Service is committed to providing safe, reliable, and efficient natural gas service. You play an important part of that commitment by knowing the warning signs of a natural gas leak. If you smell a rotten egg-like odor, hear a hissing sound, see blowing dirt, persistent bubbling in standing water, or discolored vegetation, there may be a natural gas leak. Leave the area immediately and dial 911. Digging accidents cause most natural gas leaks. Always call 811 at least 2 full working days before beginning your yard project so we can mark any natural gas lines on your property. It's a free service. If you suspect a natural gas emergency, leave the area and dial 911 or call us at 888-482-4950. For more information about natural gas safety, visit kansasgasservice.com or call 800-794-4780.
Kansas Gas Service, a division of One Gas, is committed to constructing and maintaining a natural gas pipeline delivery system that complies with all applicable state and federal guidelines, industry standards, and safety regulations.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The National Museum of American History's Ask a Farmer program is connecting agriculturalists with visitors in the nation's capital. Jessica Wharton with more.
The Smithsonian's new Ask a Farmer program gives museum visitors a chance to talk with farmers and ranchers across the country via live question and answer sessions. Peter Leibold of the National Museum of American History says the goal is to create a respect for modern day agriculture.
We developed this Ask a Farmer series so that that the American public can actually see farmers in action on their in their farms, on their ranches, really doing their everyday work.
With most consumers generations removed from the farm, Smithsonian encourages visitors to interact with farmers and ranchers to gain a better understanding of where today's food comes from.
The chance to meet somebody, to have that conversation, see what a chicken house actually looks like or what a pasture looks like, to see a cow rather than a carton of milk, is a really wonderful experience.
The museum also offers a history of agriculture leading up to modern day farming practices.
The history of agriculture is really critical for every American to understand that this is a nation that was built on agriculture, and agriculture remains critical today.
To learn more, visit americanhistory.si.edu. Jessica Wharton, Washington.
Again, that website, americanhistory.si.edu. You can find more ag information online anytime at agview.net. With this Ag Business Update, powered by agview.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Good morning.
For several years, lawmakers have repeatedly blocked the USDA from implementing a 2008 Farm Bill provision that would provide needed contract protections for farmers. Through appropriations bills, lawmakers snuck in language barring USDA from implementing the provision known as the Grain Inspection Packers and Stockyards Administration, or GIPSA, rule. Last year, however, Congress finally let up and did not include any roadblocks to finalizing the GIPSA rule, allowing USDA to move forward. But this week, farm policy took another punch from Capitol Hill when the House Appropriations Committee passed an amendment to block implementation of the GIPSA rule.
Today's family farmers and ranchers are operating in a very highly concentrated market, especially in the livestock and poultry sectors. The GIPSA rule would address abusive contract and marketing practices for producers, things like prohibiting retaliation against farmers who speak out to USDA or to Congress about unfair practices.
That's Barbara Patterson, a government relations representative for the National Farmers Union. She calls the committee action an attack against family farmers. Turning our attention now to soil temperatures, having some trouble warming up. In Nebraska, for example, the western one-third of the state still rolling in the low 40s, mid-40s in the center section of the state, and we're seeing some upper 40s, maybe even a couple of low 50s in the eastern one-third of Nebraska. Pretty much the same story for Kansas, with the western one-third of Kansas in the 45 to 48-degree range, the center section low 50s, and we are seeing some mid-50s, maybe even a couple of 60-degree readings in far southeastern Kansas. And as we look at the panhandle of Oklahoma, all three counties check in this morning, 49 degrees, warming to the mid-50s as we go east across the northern tier of counties in Oklahoma. Having a bit of trouble warming up. Ag News, Soil Temperature Report, Mid-America Ag Network.
Hey, here's a stunner. Ford F-Series is America's best-selling brand of trucks again. You mean the same brand that's been America's favorite since your dad had hair is number one again? Yeah, who could have seen that coming? And it wasn't even close. What's kept Ford F-Series on top for 39 years straight? Game-changing innovation, pal. Like the high-strength military-grade aluminum alloy in the F-150. You may have noticed the competition came up short again. Understandable, seeing how its aluminum alloy helps make F-150 stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever before. And the innovation doesn't stop there. F-150 also offers features like available Pro Trailer Backup Assist that makes slipping your trailer into tight spaces as easy as slipping a bratwurst into a bun. Ford F-Series, F-150, Super Duty, making every other truck brand history.
Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds, GVWR based on Ford segmentation. EPA estimated fuel economy rating of 19 city, 26 highway, 22 combined MPG. 2.7 liter EcoBoost V6 4x2. Actual mileage will vary.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. Have you heard of the other red meat? Well, you're about to after this message.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. Max's book is available at BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon, but for an autographed copy, go to MaxArmstrongBook.com and look for the Farming America window for a special price. That's MaxArmstrongBook.com for your autographed copy. The farmer in your life will love this book. The website again, MaxArmstrongBook.com. Now, if you have a book you'd like to publish, contact Max's publishers and they'll chat with you about options. You can find their contact information on Max's website, MaxArmstrongBook.com.
On a recent plane trip to Arizona from Chicago, I was thumbing through the airline magazine and suddenly came across a headline that intrigued me under the category fine dining. The headline, The Other Red Meat. The subheadline, Move Over Kobe, Snow Beef is the new rare choice for discerning carnivores. So what is snow beef? Well, it comes from just a single ranch on Hokkaido, Japan's northernmost island, which is better known for its ski resorts and the 1972 Winter Olympics than for cattle. But when I visited that island a couple of decades ago, I was impressed by the dairy industry because dairy farms in Japan look very much like dairy farms in Wisconsin and Minnesota. But on the island, you'll find Fujio Taruchi, nicknamed the Wagyu Meister, raising full-blood Kurogi, that's the coveted black variety of Wagyu, which means Japanese cattle. And apparently the climate has a lot to do with the product that comes from that island. The blustery climate encourages a thicker coat and different fat dispersion, but the vital distinction is the diet. Lots of ultra-sweet corn that Hokkaido is famous for. And the chef in Wynn Hotel at Las Vegas, which is one of the very few restaurants on the planet that sells it, says it's really because of the cold and because of the corn, you get this uniquely sweet, but very highly marbled, but milder than Kobe beef. And he sells only cattle that are at least third-generation Hokkaido-born. He slaughters just 4 cows monthly, one kept for restaurants in Hokkaido, one for a restaurant in Singapore, and the others come to the United States. The other, red meat. Back with the final word after this message.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with hybrid vigor and great traits, call Leuenberger. He has 28 head of yearling to 2-year-olds available for immediate pickup or delivery. These feature calving ease and are ripe for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Leuenberger at Waterville today. Cell phone 268-0647 or home phone 363-2645.
By the way, regarding drones, I should warn you that they're kind of addictive. I really miss flying mine around, but I will admit that the world is a safer place now.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Another round of April showers overnight. We put an inch and a half in our rain gauge. Brings our total for the week up to 320. Just nice overnight rainfalls. Inch and a half again overnight, tapering off this hour with a cloudy overcast, 50 degrees.
If you're in the ag business, you need a financial partner that understands it. We have years of ag business experience, but we make an extra effort to get to know your operation. We make all our loan decisions locally and even offer on-farm visits to learn your business firsthand. We know ag business, your business. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover, member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
This is the sports report from Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Salvador Perez hit a 3-run homer and had a career-high 5 RBIs. Yordano Ventura twice escaped bases-loaded jams, and the Kansas City Royals held on to beat the Detroit Tigers 8-6 last night. Also in Royals news, the Kansas City Royals announced yesterday that outfielder Jared Dyson has been returned from his rehab assignment with Omaha AAA and reinstated from the 15-day disabled list with a right oblique strain. Bryce Harper had never hit a Grand Slam until he smashed his 100th career home run last week. He now has 2 Grand Slams since Thursday after launching another one during a 7-run, 4-homer 7th inning that highlighted the Washington Nationals' 7-0 win at Miami. Oakland pulled out a 3-2 win over the New York Yankees, and the Chicago Cubs just eked past St. Louis 2-1. I'm Stephanie Austin.
At Kansas Ethanol and Lyons, we're making more than just ethanol. With our co-product, Distiller's Grain, we're making the first 100% Distiller's Grain range cube. It won't crumble and can be fed on the ground without high wastage or wind losses. With calving season here, our Distiller's Grain calf creep tubs are easy. Throw up 3 panels with a small calf opening and you're done. Calf creep pellets are available too. So call Kansas Ethanol today for pricing. Kansas Ethanol, Lyons, Kansas, 620-257-2300.
With so many things that you want to do and experience, saving money has never been more important. That's why AARP is helping families like yours make the most of what they have. We provide financial tools and resources, calculators and expert advice, and access to discounts. Just a few of the ways AARP helps you and your family save real money. Because saving money never gets old.
AARP, real possibilities. Go to aarp.org/possibilities to start saving today. Real Possibilities is a trademark of AARP.
Steph Curry's troublesome right ankle has no serious structural damage. The reigning NBA MVP underwent an MRI exam on his injured right ankle yesterday in the Bay Area. The Golden State Warriors said nothing of concern came up on the test. Curry remains questionable for Game 3 of his team's playoff series against Houston on Thursday. In some NFL news, Brian Hoyer has been released from the Houston Texans a little more than a month after the Texans signed Brock Osweiler to a four-year, $72 million contract. Hoyer had signed a two-year contract before last season, but his five-turnover debacle and a 30-0 playoff loss to Kansas City proved to be his undoing. Houston also cut quarterback B.J. Daniels. In other NFL news, the Giants have re-signed tight end Larry Donnell. A grand jury in Dallas is scheduled to consider this week whether to charge former NFL quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner Johnny Manziel with attacking his girlfriend in January. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hey, Wildcat fans, K-State Baseball hosts three games against Baylor this weekend. Pack the park on Friday at 6:30 when all tickets are $1 and popcorn, pretzels, chips, and select candy are also just a buck while supplies last. Saturday is a Wildcat weekend. Fans can purchase $3 tickets, a savings of $5, by showing their K-State football spring game ticket. Sunday's game is Bark in the Park. Bring your dog to the game at Toyton Family Stadium. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CASH to get your tickets today.